for the end of this wonderful session. Did you like the prayer?
Yes.
It had a very deep melody, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is very wonderful, and I thank you very much, Gaurari, that you could accompany that very. It's a very, very good and powerful prayer, and I request you to. This is for you, this piece of paper. You can take it along with you, and you can learn it. You can chant it. Especially prayer number 5 is very suitable for you, because we all, I think, are sometimes suffering the dryness of the heart. That we can say, isn't it? And then we make mistakes, big and small mistakes, and then we lose time. And maybe another lifetime, you know. So this prayer is against many lifetimes. So you kindly take this. The Croatian speaking devotees, we have this in the book, the Svetok Imone. Yes, Nektarski, something. Yes. This is by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami. He's best. No, no, it's Rupa Goswami saying. He says, "You are the life force of Narada Muni's Veena." The whole holy name. You are the life force of Narada Muni's Veena. We will have a small but intensive session now. May I first of all ask you if you can all understand me, or should I speak louder? Is it loud enough for you, Amala Harinam? Because I'm facing like this. Go. Dobro. I think by now we all desire very much that our chanting increases in quality. We have done this japa retreat, and I'm very, very proud. Proud is not the word, but very happy about all of you. You really went very sincerely into it. And I think this much we could say: if we could chant with taste, and our rounds would have deep spiritual quality, then I think it would affect our whole life and our decisions in our lives. So Srila Prabhupada was once asked what actually we should look for when we want to improve our quality. It is a one devotee, Brahmananda Swami, is with Prabhupada and a few other devotees on a morning walk, and one devotee very shyly asks Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, how can I increase the quality of my rounds?" Prabhupada doesn't immediately understand his English or so on. So Brahmananda steps forward to Prabhupada and says, "This devotee," Prabhupada said, "is not understanding what?" And this Prabhupada, Brahmananda then said, he asked about the quality of his chanting. How can he make the quality the best? And then Prabhupada talks about quality, and I really believe that you should give me your email addresses, and then I will send you this whole article, both in English and Croatian translation, because it's very, very wonderful. It's not an, I said article, this whole transcript of what Prabhupada said. The first point which Prabhupada makes is, when the quality comes into your chanting, you will not have to apply any force to your chanting any longer. You will have a taste for chanting, which is so big, that you will say while you chant, why only 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? That is quality, says Prabhupada. And he quotes Srila Haridas Thakur. He says how Haridas Thakur would chant very early in the morning. He would start his rounds. He would chant throughout the day and throughout the night, and then the morning rose. And Haridas Thakur, the morning sun rose. And Haridas Thakur became confused about the sun. Why? I've not even started my rounds. I have not even started chanting. Why it's already morning? Why there's a morning sun? He has so much taste that he does not actually see the passage of time. Albert Einstein was once asked by a very simple person, what is the relativity of time? And he gave this explanation. He said, when a man is sitting on a hot oven, even 5 minutes, I mean, hot means blazing hot, where it's really uncomfortable hot, even 5 minutes will be like a torture. But when the same man is with his beloved friend, girlfriend, then even a whole day with a, let us say, 18 hours which they spent together seems to have gone faster than 5 minutes. Have you experienced this when you are with a very dear person and you do things and you swim and you eat and you talk and you laugh and you embrace and everything? Then 18 hours, it's already evening time. This is very unfair, the amount of the passage of time. We feel like that. This is how Albert Einstein explained the relativity of time. Obviously, he spoke about the perception, the relative perception of time. Sometimes you see, think a little time is long. I remember when I was in school, and I would look very tired on the clock behind the teacher. And for me, the clock always was 12 o'clock. It never became 12:15 when the class ended, you know. I was still it was so extremely torturous. Oh, Krishna, if I think about it, I start to cry in frustration that I even spent 1 minute in this. Hare Krishna. This is Haridas Thakur. He has so much ukost. Ukus, even. He has so much ukus or ruchi that when the sun rises, he has chanted the whole day. In this, when it was hot, you know, he has chanted the whole night when mosquitoes came. And sometimes even prostitutes came to one time even Maya Devi came personally to bring him away from his chanting. And he's innocently chanted Hare Krishna Hare with great taste, like being together with a beloved. Rupa Goswami has quoted one verse in Padyavali where he speaks like this about chanting. Oh, when will the chanting of your names become as sweet to me as the lips of a girl are sweet to a friend? When do I repeat your holy name as enthusiastically as a person reads again and again the letter which the beloved person has sent him from the distance? Oh, when do your holy name become as tasty to me? And then another example is given, which we in the Hare Krishna movement can relate very nicely to, as a very nice preparation of prasadam. Yeah? So this really is quality. You don't have to force yourself any longer. Ah, concentrate. Ah, how many rounds have been done today? Oh, Krishna. 15 more rounds. And so on. You don't have to force yourself. It is, my rounds, Hare Krishna, everything else has stopped. I have really no time here. I know you have something important to say on my mobile phone. What, I won 1 million euros. Oh, please, not now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is taste, my dear devotees. This is what is quality, Hare Krishna. Would you like to hear more aspects of quality? It's maybe qualities which are more encouraging because it's more close to you.
Yes.
Okay. Prabhupada then quotes about this transcendental eagerness or madness of the devotee who is in love with Krishna. He makes a quotation by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami says, how shall I chant with one tongue? And how shall I hear with two ears? If I had millions of tongues and trillions of ears, sorry, now I'm getting a little enthusiastic here. Then I could enjoy it. Prabhupada says, this is quality. And then he says, quality is not so cheap. Don't we know, for good quality, we have to endeavor very hard. Our Gauran has told me that by Krishna's mercy, he experiences a flow of creativeness in his life. But he wants to really make some quality music. And he knows he has to work very hard for that. Very hard. Cheap things are cheap. But quality, if you want to have quality in your chanting, Vikramaji, hard work is necessary in the beginning. That's why we have done the 64 rounds day, and this is why we have a surprise for us tomorrow. Surprise, not 64 rounds, because that is not a surprise any longer. But it will be something very, very nice and very joyfully performed. It is a surprise. More is not possible to say at this moment. But we will experience a unique experience together. And then he quotes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this shloka where he turns to Krishna and just prays to him. Please repeat. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam.
Sunyaitam jagat sarvam.
Govinda virahe name.
Govinda virahe name.
Oh, I do not see Govinda. The whole world is vacant.
The The whole world is blackened.
And then Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a man whose beloved has died. Prabhupada said, one man's beloved has died. And then he's seeing the whole universe as vacant. I know this of my grandma. Grandma is Baka. Baka, yes. When my tata, dead. When my dead? Grandfather. Dede. Whatever it is. When my grandfather had died, my grandmother loved my grandfather very, very much. And I mean, I also loved him very much. He was Gustav. Gustav the Swede. He was actually, I always slept in school or did mischief in school, but my grandfather saw that and he could understand that I just was interested in other things. And then he would always, every day when I saw him for 3 days, he would educate me. He would tell things very interesting. And did you know about the French Revolution? No, what's this? Well, it came about like this, and then this happened, and tell me more. Yeah. And he would tell me everything. He would walk with me through the nature. He would show me the plants and tell me the plants and how to use them. Grandfather was the best teacher in my life. And then Prabhupada, until I met Prabhupada. So when my grandfather, who was a very, very charismatic person, he was also persecuted in the Nazi regime, but no one could catch him. He was so fast. He was a very extra. You would have loved him. I'm a little bit like my grandfather in some ways. When he died, my grandmother became very, very sad. Nothing was of interest for my grandmother any longer. Nothing. And one day, I was already in the temple, she said to me, I will soon die, but don't tell it to your parents. I just cannot tolerate the absence of your grandfather. And you just pray for me. I will die in a, no one will be around me. Our family was from north, very proud people. then you tell them that I told you the reason why. I was a devotee when my grandmother died. Somehow my parents knew from her that I would have a secret about her death. They called me. I was in London, and then I told them the secret which I knew about the grandmother's death. And she really felt nothing, not even the TV program, she liked to see TV, was of interest any longer. She was so absolutely, she felt he has gone. He's my husband. So this is the example which Prabhupada uses here. One man's I gave one woman's beloved, but the beloved has died. And now the person is seeing the whole universe vacant. Is it vacant? No, but this is the quality of love. And he gives many examples. He's very enthusiastic. And then he says, chant! Chant! and then he gets so enthusiastic. Then he says something which I really think is very, very, very nice. He quotes a verse which I think the Brahmanas amongst us know. Shravanadi shuddha chitte karaye udai. You know this verse. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuta Shite Karaye Udoy. No, you have heard this verse? Yeah. The verse means Krishna Prema is already there in our heart. It is not that it is not there. It is already there. Krishna Prema will be awakened by the hearing of about Krishna and chanting. And then he gives an example that you cannot love by force. Just like the love between two persons, it cannot be forced. You cannot say, you must love him, you must love her. That is no love. That is not love. But love can develop. And then it reaches equality. And he gives us an example how our love for Krishna can develop. He gives us a very interesting example, which is very interesting because it's an example of psychology. It's in olden times, in Indian times, the children and the husband and wife would marry when they would be 6 years old. The husband 6 years, the wife 4 years. by astrological calculation, the compatibility was seen. Then they would marry. Now, of course, how will a six-year-old boy appreciate his four-year-old girl? Those who are men, think back when you were 6 years old. You saw girls. What to do with girls? You can't wrestle with them, and they can't climb trees. And the girls thought when they were 4 years old or a little older, I mean, these boys are out to lunch. They should all be sent to the moon and not return. they are so gross, and they don't know how to love, and to laugh, and they don't know how to do this. What little girls do, at the moment I don't know what little girls do, but they do many things. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't even stay together. But then, when a certain time of maturity came, just before puberty, the girl would be sent with something to the boy. She would give the boy a plate of sundae for you, and then she would go and play with her girlfriends. And this would happen maybe once a month, or I don't know, two times every half a year. And after some time, something would happen in the psychology. Something would be awakened. The boy would think, oh, hopefully she comes soon. Not because of the sundae, but because I just feel so happy to see her. And the girl would think, hopefully I can give soon some things. And not, I just feel so, I don't know, I feel so, don't know, something, I blush even when I come to this person. And then a very innocent young love with deep respect, which would become very strong over the years, would start. So that in their marriage life, which is also not easy, you know, marriage life is difficult. Sometimes there is disagreement, and then, when they are children, the children take so much energy, and then you also have to give energy to each other, and you have nothing left. The children have taken everything. There are tough times, but when there is this deep love, it will be very easy and very nicely possible to go even through these tough times together. This was the idea. So Prabhupada gives this example for the development and the increasing of love. It's a gradual process which is actually happening with Slujba, with service. Hmm? She comes and brings something for him, and maybe later she will wash some clothes or clean the room, or and he will, from his when he gets some Lakshmi, he will buy a sari, and after he has made sure that this color is the right color, so this is also how we develop our attachment to Krishna's holy name, Dayal Nithai. We do service for the holy name. How? By chanting it and by preaching it. And then the holy name will, some sweet attachment will happen. Today I had a nice discussion. Skorahari. It is, of course, Govinda Nandan's and Adya's desire to make this a very good japa retreat for all of you and experience it. We also try to give our best. And so we thought when they come to the beach, there should be a holy name. The devotees should hear the holy name so that they feel dobro doshli, and so on. And but Gaurahari wanted to do japa, and he was very, very unwilling to play the harmonium, and absent-minded also. I've never seen you making so many melodic mistakes, because that mood of service was not there. Then I told Gaurahari, we are servants, let us serve the Vaishnavas. I told it actually later. Gaurahari understood. This is how you know, when you want to come to Krishna, you have to enter the house of bhakti through the service entrance. Don't try to enter the palace of bhakti through the master's entrance. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, you have to come on your belly. Don't go around, I'm coming, I'm very, very rich man, I'm very highly positioned man. You have to come on your belly, and then you will come back home, back to Godhead. This is how the service attitude to the name, by chanting the name with full happiness, with full energy, then you can satisfy, then you can develop this love for Krishna. Let me just read one more thing to you, and then we will stop and we will go, because time is also... I'm sorry, I'm such a person who can lose his glasses even... Here it is. Thank you. In the beginning, Prabhupada says, there is not quality. But then the quality will naturally develop. It comes out, this quality, by practicing chanting the holy name. And tomorrow, we want to do this. Tomorrow, we want to... Our process tomorrow is, we will... have a normal morning program, and we will have breakfast, and after breakfast we will assemble in the temple, and I will tell you some surprise, and then you will chant very happily and very nicely for the time. I will tell you the time. I have to see how you look tomorrow, how enthusiastic and so on, but you should know that this chanting together with devotees is your very, very great chance, especially your chance so that you can develop your love for Krishna. Jiva Goswami writes about the holy name. I got this from Nityananda Kari, who always gives the biggest nectar to. He says, Jiva Goswami, the Lord is known as Hari because he takes away the sins in three types of suffering accumulated over millions of births of those who remember him. Huh? Krishna is the greatest thief. He steals away your suffering and your sins. Imagine there would be a big thief. I hear in Sarajevo we have big thieves now. Many people buy these very expensive doors to close their houses. Huh? This is the best business at the moment. These big doors in Sarajevo, I heard. Because there are many expert thieves. But they have to come and do their work and have to personally be there. Krishna is such an expert that you only have to hear about him. And just hearing about him, and then Krishna steals your sinful reactions and your suffering. Hare Krishna! We don't have such a thief. Al Capone was known as a big thief, mafioso. But it's not that by hearing about Al Capone, I could tell you a story about him, but it's not that by hearing, all of a sudden, Govindanandan has to watch his pockets. Is the money still available in my pockets? But Krishna, you just hear, and then he takes away your misery and your sin. Hare Krishna. This I find is a good reason to chant his holy name with great enthusiasm. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very, very much. I hope I did not shock you when I told you of my mystical experience. If I have done, please forgive me. I just could not keep this away from you. A secret needs to be told. Sometimes I'm very sorry if I have hurt some of your fine sentiments. So, I think now it's good time to slowly go back. Huh? What? Prasadam. Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you for reminding us. We have not yet eaten. Krishna. Let us just send 2 minutes. 2 German minutes. I mean...
What do you think?
Or better, maybe one round.
One round.
Yeah. One round is better. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. One round. Yes. Give it all you got, boys and girls. Don't be lazy. We would say.
And then we may like to chant more.
Yeah. Yeah, then we might sit here. Until the sun... no, don't worry, Gachandi. The sun comes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadigo Bhakti